Chapter 29. Offerings for the Temple. King David then said to the whole assembly, My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is still young and immature. The work, however, is great, for this castle is not intended for man, but for the Lord God. For this reason I have stored up for the house of my God, as far as I was able, gold, for what will be made of gold, silver, for what will be made of silver, bronze, for what will be made of bronze, iron, for what will be made of iron, wood, for what will be made of wood, onyx stones and settings for them, carnelian and mosaic stones, every other kind of precious stone, and great quantities of marble. But now, because of the delight I take in the house of my God, in addition to all that I stored up for the holy house, I give to the house of my God my personal fortune in gold and silver, 3,000 talents of Ophir gold, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, for overlaying the walls of the rooms, for the various utensils to be made of gold and silver, and for every work that is to be done by artisans. Now, who else is willing to contribute generously this day to the Lord? Then the heads of the families, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and the overseers of the king's affairs came forward willingly, and contributed for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Those who had precious stones gave them into the keeping of Jehiel the Gershonite for the treasury of the house of the Lord. The people rejoiced over these freewill offerings, which had been contributed to the Lord wholeheartedly. King David also rejoiced greatly. David's prayer. Then David blessed the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, praying in these words, Blessed may you be, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should have the means to contribute so freely? For everything is from you, and we only give you what we have received from you. For we stand before you as aliens. We are only your guests, like all our fathers. Our life on earth is like a shadow that does not abide. O Lord our God, all this wealth that we have brought together to build you a house in honor of your holy name comes from you and is entirely yours. I know, O my God, that you put hearts to the test and that you take pleasure in uprightness. With a sincere heart I have willingly given all these things, and now, with joy, I have seen your people here present also giving to you generously. O Lord, God of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep such thoughts in the hearts and minds of your people forever, and direct their hearts toward you. Give to my son Solomon a wholehearted desire to keep your commandments, precepts, and statutes, that he may carry out all these plans and build the castle for which I have made preparation. Then David besought the whole assembly, Now bless the Lord, your God. And the whole assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their fathers, bowing down and prostrating themselves before the Lord and before the king. On the following day they offered sacrifices and holocausts to the Lord, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, together with their libations and many other sacrifices for all Israel. And on that day they ate and drank in the Lord's presence with great rejoicing. Solomon anointed. Then, for a second time, they proclaimed David's son Solomon king, and they anointed him as the Lord's prince and Zadok as priest. Thereafter, Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of his father David. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and warriors, and also all the other sons of King David, swore allegiance to King Solomon. And the Lord exalted Solomon greatly in the eyes of all Israel, giving him a glorious reign, such as had not been enjoyed by any king over Israel before him. Death of David. Thus David, the son of Jesse, had reigned over all Israel. The time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. In Hebron he reigned 7 years, and in Jerusalem 33. He died at a ripe old age, rich in years and wealth and glory, and his son Solomon succeeded him as king. Now the deeds of King David, first and last, can be found written in the history of Samuel the seer, the history of Nathan the prophet, and the history of Gad the seer, together with the particulars of his reign and valor, and of the events that affected him and all Israel and all the kingdoms of the surrounding lands.